The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Ed Dowd. He says World War III solves the sovereign debt crisis and it solves the vaccine murders. The murders that have occurred by the globalists. And I think he's on the mark here. If you don't know who Ed Dowd is, you may have recognized his name. But in case there's people who don't know, and I'm sure there's some people that don't know, he's former BlackRock portfolio manager. If you don't know who BlackRock is, I think a lot of you do. You should by now look up who BlackRock is, and then you'll see how impressive Ed Dowd is as well. Former BlackRock portfolio manager, Ed Dowd gives his thoughts as to why the globalists are pushing for World War III. And yeah, it does solve problems for the globalists, big time. I'll talk a little bit more about that after you hear from him, but I don't want you to wait. I want you to hear what he had to say right away. So let's get right to it, shall we? This is from the War Room. Steve Bannon was interviewing Ed Dowd, and this is what he said.
Geopolitically, first off, do you agree with that? Do you think we're at the early stages of the Third World War? And where do you see this thing heading? Since you used to specialize in this with all your trading, you were a macro guy.
Yeah, so a couple problems here. Twitter is on fire today with people just waking up and noticing what the War Room and you have noticed for a while, that we're on the edge of World War III. A lot of pundits are asking the question, why is our administration insanely running into a World War III situation? And I suspect, because I'm a cynical guy, that World War III solves a lot of issues, solves the sovereign debt crisis and solves the vaccine murder that's gone on, wipes a bunch of stuff off the map, and directs everyone's attention to a world war. Now, I hope that doesn't turn out to be the case, but, you know, that's definitely in play, I think.
I think he is right. It's in play. It's what they want. I think what they want is mutual destruction between America and Russia, the outside globalists that are not in America. The American globalists are fools and are just going along for a ride to be destroyed. The American globalists are in a drunken state, drunk on wealth. And the outside globalists who are not in America, who want the one world government and want a Chinese form one world government, and this includes China itself, which is controlling what America does way more than you realize. These globalists, along with the European globalists, Europe's looking like they're like, oh, we need America's help as they're plotting to destroy America. And that's for real. They're plotting to destroy us after all we've done for them. They're going to be ones that are behind the destruction of America, along with China, along with Russia. Not that they're teaming up with Russia per se, but they're going to push Russia into blowing up America. That's what they're trying to do right now. That's what they're trying to do. Openly, right in front of your face. The people think like, oh, that can't happen, or it'll never happen. Even our own stupid globalists here. So our globalists are drunk on money and power, and because selling out your country to China has paid off for them for so long, they never think something bad will come. They don't understand that China plays a long-term game. So if you or maybe their father made, through corruption in politics, tons of money this way as well. And they never paid a consequence, not knowing that China is all A-okay with you making millions of dollars and maybe a generation, you know, going by. And they're setting up for the ultimate victory. But our globalists think, well, that will never come. You can just keep being a traitor to your country and China is never going to pull the trigger. They're never going to have people come after America. Never. And I really think China is going to sit back. China likes to pretend like they're not the ones doing it. They just like to pull the strings and sit back and watch. So it's not like I think China is going to launch missiles against America. I think China is trying to get Russia to launch nuclear missiles against America. And then China will also probably wage a, a biological warfare after or at the same time that occurs, but still sit back. And then after that takes effect, then send people in to try to take the farmland. But it will look like They didn't do any of the initial attacks. That's what I think they're trying to do. So anyways, we're going to our own destruction because I think God has our people blind so that they go along with the people that want to destroy America. It's really amazing. These people hate America. They want to destroy America. And our politicians go, let's do what they want. Yeah, let's form a global government. America is the world power. What we need to do is if we pull America down, we'll form a global government, and then we, the American politicians, will become like the global power. And it makes no sense since they already are the global power, and the people outside of America are laughing, saying, yeah, yeah, we'll give you global power, when they really wanting to bring America down so these fools are never in power ever again, and that the globalists outside of America can have the global power, and the globalists outside of America are going to grab full global power, and they're going to execute the American globalists or any American globalist that thinks that they can achieve power, with one exception. The exception is Barack Obama and whoever Barack Obama says should be A-OK with him. Barack Obama will decide which American globalists can move on. I believe that. He's the only one. He'll have the say. Other than that, everybody else in America, you know, if you're Lindsey Graham, you're not Barack Obama, Lindsey Graham. You ain't making it. If you're Joe Biden, you're not Barack Obama, Joe Biden. You're not making it. Sorry. They don't believe it. I mean, he could hear this. And they don't believe it. They don't believe like China is going to backstab them that bad. And the globalists around the world, including in Europe, like a Klaus Schwab, would backstab them. Even though Klaus Schwab is like a Satanist. Of course he's going to backstab you, morons. It's unbelievable the stupidity of our globalists. I want to give you more of Edward Dowd, though. They talked a little more about this. Then I want to give you Mike Adams. Mike Adams gives his expertise on what's going on with World War III. Some say we're already in it. We're at the beginning steps of what will cause it. I don't think World War III is going to be what people think. World War III is simply going to be one day you wake up and you find out, hopefully you survive, but you find out that the American cities have been annihilated by nuclear weapons. And it might not be when you wake up. It could happen during the day. All of a sudden, you see news reports, our cities are getting hit with nuclear weapons. Then you also hear news reports that we did nothing. We don't know who hit us. We don't know what's going on. We're in mass confusion, and we never respond. And then the next day, the world will be talking about, holy cow, how in the world? America's gone. America is gone. And no one else will be gone. No one else will be struck. Just us. In a surprise event attack. That's what they don't know is coming. That's what I've been predicting for years and years and years. That's what's coming. That's what's going to happen. And then, once the evil nations realize, holy cow, and the shock wears off that they actually pulled it off without even retaliation, once they realize that, then the evil nations, war will break out all across the world. Then you'll see North Korea go after South Korea and go after Japan. Bam! Once they realize, holy cow, there's no America. We can do whatever we want. And then, when those little wars break out, and that will be chaos, but it won't be World War. Well, I don't know. They might be using nukes. Who knows? I don't know what it will be like after that. But then the rise of the Antichrist will come, and the Antichrist and its global governance will come in and say, no more war, because the whole world will don't want this. We need to end wars. And to end wars forever, the answer is everyone is in the same government. Because then you can't fight. See, it's all these nations fighting against nations if there were no more nations. And you just give ultimate power to someone like Barack Obama. One person, one nation, one government, and everyone's under it. There's your answer. Solved. Oh, everything's solved. When that's going to be the worst thing that could ever happen. But the people will be blinded and won't realize the very people who caused all the war are only doing that to get you to accept that. And then the people will accept that. And they definitely will. They will accept it. Not only will they accept it, they will applaud like crazy, like these people are the best people in the history of the world. That's what they'll do. Some of you are thinking, Ben, how can you talk? You talk like confidence, like it's already happened. That's how much confidence you have in it. That's right. Because I think it's already written in God's word. But my show is not designed where I can go into and do a Bible study for you and show you all this stuff. But most Christians will know what I'm talking about. Anyone who's deep into biblical prophecy should know what I'm talking about if they study it all the time. People who casually study it will be confused. Most Christians won't know anything that I'm talking about because most Christians don't study Bible prophecy. Sadly, and this is not to offend most Christians, it's just true, most Christians don't even read their Bible, let alone prophecy. They don't even read their Bible just casually. They don't even read their Bible. They just go to church, and the lesson they get from the Bible is whatever they get from their church, but they're not even reading it at home. So I'm talking about people who read their Bible, not just read their Bible. Then when they're not reading their Bible, on the side, just for fun, they study the Bible deeply in biblical prophecy for the fun of it or for knowledge because they're that interested in it. Those are the people that know what I'm talking about. You've got to be one of those. And then you'll know exactly what I'm saying. I'm sorry, folks. I don't have time to go into it. I don't want to keep people in the dark. It's just my format of my show. I'm not able to do that. All right. Back to Edward Dowd. I went off too far. Here we go.
And the capital markets may be starting to sniff this out. The U.S. dollar in a World War III situation would go up quite a bit. The dollar, the DXY, the basket of, the index that is the basket of currencies bottomed last about 2 weeks ago and is starting to go up. We think it put a very in a very significant bottom. And also the stock market is on a razor's edge right now. I don't like to make predictions, but if I had to guess, the stock market's going to fall apart in the next week or two.
That is a major prediction from a BlackRock portfolio manager, a former BlackRock portfolio manager, to say in the next week or two, he thinks the stock market will... Week or two? And he's someone who doesn't like to make predictions? When someone like Edward Dowd says, I don't like to make predictions, and he isn't known for making massive predictions like that, and then he goes and does it, then he's got a lot of confidence. Now, here's the thing. Many people try to predict the stock market, and they fail miserably. So why should you listen to him? Because most people that say that, they end up being wrong. The problem, what you should realize, though, is this guy, Edward Dowd, worked for BlackRock. His job was to get those type of predictions right. That's how he was successful, is getting predictions right. He doesn't publicly usually give those predictions, but when it was in his own job, they would put money behind the predictions that they're doing. So when he says that, that's serious. I'm not telling you that he's right. I have no idea. And I know a lot of people get burnt when they make predictions like that, so I'm not going to jump on and say, yeah, since Edward Dowd said it, it's going to happen. But I do say, man, if Edward Dowd says that, he's seeing stuff, it's going to happen someday. Someday it's going to happen, because he wouldn't make a prediction like that if there isn't massive signs that it's going to have to happen soon. I know most people, that's so generic. Most people can say that. Of course it's going to happen at some point. But we'll watch and see. In the next week or two, let's see if that happens. And then his credibility will go up even more. He already has got massive credibility. Let's go to Mike Adams now. Mike Adams came on after, and Mike Adams talked about World War III too. Mike Adams actually has some expertise. He lived in Taiwan for a long time. He's married to a wife who is from Taiwan originally. And he speaks the language, and he's followed it closer than most people do, because he lived in Taiwan, and Taiwan is always under the threat of China. So he has a understanding of what's going on, especially from the China angle, that most people don't have. So that's why you should listen to what he has to say on this stuff. But they're talking first generically about what we're seeing, and are we headed into World War III? Again, this is from War Room, and Steve Bannon is interviewing Mike Adams here.
Well, I think Ed Dow just nailed it. And by the way, his numbers and his statistical analysis are right on. No one's got stronger numbers than he does. No one's put more, elbow grease into this, statistically speaking, than he has. And he knows that the tipping point is very close. And so World War III is being, I believe, accelerated by U.S. State Department, in particular, people like Victoria Nuland and Blinken and others, in order to cover these other massive crimes that are really, really close to a breaking point. So, and also, of course, you know, you got to figure in the Nord Stream pipeline.
But hang on. But although Admiral Kirby came out today and said it's a stone cold lie that Seymour Hersh is wrong. I just want to make sure we're getting both sides here so people can't say that we're conspiracy theory wing nuts. Kirby did come out today and said there's a total lie to the Hersh thing. Are you saying that because you can't see any internal logic? The reason you're saying, hey, it's got to be to cover something else. Because there's no internal logic for us to force these two world superpowers together in partnership with now the mullahs in Iran, the Saudis, the Pakistan, Turkey, in a war to consolidate the Eurasian land masses. Do you say that it's got to be like Ed does? It's got to be to cover for this, cover that, because there's no other geopolitical logic that would lead you to think of what Blinken and Biden and Jake Sullivan have done here?
Well, I think the more compelling argument is that there are so many domestic issues that are about to break that they really need to change the tune dramatically and change people's focus onto something that's a bigger emergency.
Yeah, well, think about it. America poisoned the entire world and murdered millions and millions of people around the world through our pharmaceutical companies, and there's no doubt we did. The world doesn't fully embrace that. They still believe America's propaganda. And European and the globalist propaganda, who want depopulation, they still believe that propaganda to a point. When they finally wake up, you've been lied to completely. You know too many relatives that have been vaccine injured or dead from the vaccine. You know people. Everybody knows people. Everybody does. How is that possible? How can everybody know people and then your media and those liberals? Oh, no, the vaccine did nothing except for every single person knows somebody. That's literally impossible. That right there tells you they're lying to you. They are depopulating the earth with it. They poison the whole world. And so what he's saying is, why, not Mike Adams, but Steve Bannon was asking a question, why are our officials doing this? Because it makes no sense to push ourselves to our own destruction. And I told you, they've obeyed the globalists around the world and gotten rich so long that they just blindly obey. China has paid them off so much and they've gotten rich doing that. And their family is rich doing that. That if China and other globalists in Europe tell them, push Ukraine, go after Russia, and you're going to get rich because there's money laundering going on through this war, obviously, in Ukraine, they're money blind and they will do it. And then they'll say, well, there's some people though. The globalists in America might even ask these other globalists outside of America. Well, some people say, well, what if Russia nukes us? They'll say, oh, no, don't worry. Putin would never actually pull the trigger. Just do this, you're going to get rich. And they blindly go. But you know what it really is? It's more than just money blindness. That's the human aspect. But this is so crazy, it's worse than that. This has to be spiritual blindness. They are spiritually blind, and they are pushing to destroy themselves. Like a drug addict who's blind to their own death that is coming. They've overdosed 15 times and survived, and they still don't learn that they're going to die. You know, it's one of those. But that's not a spiritual blindness. I don't know. But I'm saying this is more than that. This is spiritual blindness. This is God putting on their hearts to do this. God is making them feel like, yeah, we got to support Ukraine. Yeah, you got to do that so that they'll go to their own destruction, knowing that eventually that will spark Russia to be the tool that God allows. I don't think Russia is a good nation. I'm not saying God is like, yeah, I love Russia and I hate America. That's not what's happening. America has to be punished, and Russia has the tools to punish America more than any other nation. So God's going to allow the country that has those tools to be used on America. That's what's happening. I've been convinced that this was coming, like I said, for more than a decade. More than a decade. And now it's right here. And all my predictions leading up to this mostly have come true. And only a few things I'm waiting on that are going to be fulfilled. And I can see they're going to be. Just waiting on those predictions. And yet, people have a hard time believing me and still think I'm crazy. Which I think... I can't believe people think that I'm crazy when I say this stuff, because I'm like, it's in front of your face. It's all right here. I can understand when I was saying this 2 years ago, And Russia didn't even invade Ukraine. And no one was even thinking Russia was an enemy, let alone people were saying Russia's our friend, besides the people that are saying that they stole the elections. But you know what I'm saying. Russia was not on the minds of people like we would ever be at war with Russia 2 years ago, not even close. And I was telling people then, Russia and Iran are going to be the ones who are the main keys that are going to blow us up. Even though there's nothing in the news saying it, I know that's going to happen. And it sounded crazy. I understand that that sounded crazy then. Why does it sound crazy now? It should not sound crazy now. Now people should be saying, wow, you told us this was coming. I need to know more. What more is coming? That's what people should be saying, or at least have some interest, I'm hoping. All right. Let me give you a little bit more of Mike Adams, because I'm running out of time and I want to squeeze just a little bit more of their conversation in Mike Adams and Steve Bannon.
So that's where I really do think this is coming from. But I also believe that the West believes, the Western powers believe that if they don't establish monetary dominance and petrodollar dominance from this point forward, that they're in real trouble because of the Saudis and China and the digital yuan and Iran and Russia working together on those issues. So this seems like a tipping point right now where the future of the world reserve currencies and the world transactional currencies is about to be determined over the next 2 years or so. And the West either wins or loses. I mean, all the chips are on the table at this point. It's either going to be the East or the West. So they're all in.
Yeah. And what he's saying is the tipping point. You see how many different things, are pushing us towards World War III besides the globalists. But the financial, it's what the globalists have all set up, but their failure too. And America's failure to do America first and concentrate on America being great. But we hoard ourselves out to the world. That's what our politicians did. My entire life, our politicians took our greatness that we built after World War II, after the greatness we built after World War II, and all the manufacturing power and might that America was building and the riches that were coming, then we started to sell ourselves out. Our politicians sold America out and our factories and everything else out to the world, hoard ourselves out because they were getting rich. You weren't. They were. They were getting rich and richer and richer, and it's worked. And now they're still whoring themselves out to their destruction because they got rich whoring themselves out to these people, but now these people want America destroyed, and they're thinking, well, I'll just keep whoring myself out to them. They're whores. Your politicians are whores. That's what they are. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Some of you are thinking, you went into calling them whores and saying that about Jesus? Yeah. Guess who came up with the term that people acted that way and that nations do this kind of stuff? The Bible, Jesus, the Word of God, calls the end time big city that whores itself out a whore. So that's actually biblical language. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button.
Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal Show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.